July 31, is my family prepared to meet the Lord? For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:11. Let parents study the first chapter of the second epistle of Peter. Here is represented the exalted excellence of Bible truth. It teaches that the Christian's experience is to be one of steady growth, of constant gain in graces and virtues that will give strength to the character and fit the soul for eternal life. It is the privilege of parents and children to grow together in the grace of Christ. Those who comply with the conditions laid down in the Word will find full provision for their spiritual needs and for power to overcome. The Lord expects parents to make earnest, united efforts in the training of their children for Him. In the home, they are to cultivate the graces of the Spirit, in all their ways acknowledging Him who, through the sanctification of the Spirit, has promised to make us perfect in every good work. Shall the people who have a solemn message to bear for the enlightenment and salvation of the world make little or no effort for the members of their own family who are unconverted to the truth? Will parents allow their minds to be engrossed with trifling matters to the neglect of the all-important question, is my family prepared to meet the Lord? Will they assent to the great truths that are present truth for these last days and be interested to see this message going to other peoples and lands while they allow their children, their most precious possession, to go on unwarned of their danger and unprepared for the future? Shall those who, from the Word of God and through the witness of His Spirit, have had clear light concerning their duty, allow the years to pass without making definite efforts to save their children? Christ is waiting for the cooperation of human agencies that He may impress the hearts of our children and youth. With intense desire, heavenly beings long to see parents making that preparation which is essential if they and their children stand loyal to God in the coming conflict and enter in through the gates to the city of God.